Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss, Ian Geis, Tim Weiland all here in the studio with me. And now it's your chance to join us for the most fun you can have with your radio on, the Harris Challenge, the topical trivia game that we play every Friday at this time. If you have not played in the last 60 days on the air, you can call me now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you today and all summer long by the Skyview Drive-In. Open up again on the North Belt West in Belleville. They open up at 7 o'clock every night, and they are open 7 days a week, and we'll tell you about the movies playing there this weekend in just a moment. When you get in here, you're playing for not just glory and fame, but prizes, too. A prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul.
Good one.
Thank you. I think I may have done something.
You pulled a muscle?
Yeah, I pulled a muscle. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they also have two locations. They have one in Florissant as well and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or you might pick a pair of tickets to the Rock of the 70s concert.
Rock of the 70s.
And this is at the Family Arena on October 14th. It features Foghat, Jefferson Starship, Atlanta Rhythm Section, and Pure Prairie League. October 14th, Family Arena. Get more information, go to familyarena.com.
Or you can have tickets for the Skyview Drive-In. And here's what's playing there this weekend, just as an example. When you go there, they have two screens, and on each screen, it's a double feature. Screen one tonight will be the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And the second feature, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And then on screen two, you could watch the Amy Schumer movie, Snatched. And before that, Alien Covenant. So again, the box office opens at 7 at the Skyview on the North Belt West in Belleville. And if you get all your questions right in your category, you get not only your choice of those prizes, but also a couple of bonus prizes.
We're going to give you a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Go to Candice's.net or Breezy Buddy, and plus a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Yeah.
It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women going through menopause.
Yes.
We'll just throw it right out there. Having hot flashes and guys that just want to cool down. BreezyBuddy.com is the website for more information.
All right, so that's what's on the line here with the Harris Challenge today.
Hold on. I'm really confused. You guys got me confused here.
What happened?
There was something missing during the donut
what?
Intro. Ever since I've been listening to this show, I'm hearing something, and today it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
You know what it is? Did you notice when you got here today that all the KTRS staff left early?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did Homer.
Homer left.
Yeah, he went
home.
Wow,
that's just...
He went home at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I just feel off balance now.
But you know what? Now that we've stopped for you to jump in for a second, tell everybody what you were telling me off the air about this weekend, something that the cops are doing on many of the highways.
Only if you do Homer. No, I'll tell you. What they're doing right now is, and they were doing it all day today on Highway 70, but they're doing it throughout Missouri. They are enforcing the move over law. And beware, you're going to see highway patrolmen, and I don't know where, they're all over the place, but the law in Missouri is if there's a police car that has someone pulled over, or there's a stalled vehicle that has their flashers on, or an accident on the shoulder, and you're on an interstate, get out of the right lane as you go past that. You will be ticketed. And
it's a safety thing.
And they had the highway patrolman on talking about it today, and they said they've got on ramps, they have several highway patrolmen stacked up, mm-hmm. and they have people down there, and they have their lights on, and if you don't move over, they're going after you for speeding, obviously, mm-hmm. but they're enforcing this weekend the move over law.
Okay, just another thing as a heads up, a public service of Tim Wiley.
Yeah, that's why they have that yellow bar of lights pointing in the direction of a away from my car.
Yeah.
Get out of this lane.
Exactly. Exactly. And the signs, you know, that say, you know, hit a road worker or hit an officer, $10,000 fine and
lose
all that
your
sort
license.
Of stuff. Yeah. Basically, move over. You see that thing that stopped on the highway? Get away from that because there are people involved there and we're just trying to keep everybody safe. All right. Thanks for that reminder.
Sure.
Now let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. AM and PM.
Welcome to the show.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain with the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I don't have anything to exploit, but while everybody's having fun this weekend with their barbecues and boating and whatnot, take a moment to remember our fallen servicemen and women.
Okay, that's what Memorial Day weekend is all about.
Yes,
let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll have a total of five contestants with five categories, but three of them spill out at a time, and you choose the one you want, Steve. Of course, number one is, have you been paying attention? Our second one is No More Roger Moore. Or our third category, that classic Sgt. Pepper's cover, because today's the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' classic album. Which one would you like?
Have you been paying attention, please?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was performing at a concert in Manchester, England, where 22 people were killed and dozens injured in a suicide bomb attack this week?
Ariola Grande.
I'll give it to you. According to a report from Axios this week, what is the only app President Trump has on his iPhone?
Yes.
In what state did a congressional candidate body slam a reporter to the floor and break his glasses the day before a special election?
North Carolina.
It was in Montana. At what college did dozens of students walk out on Vice President Mike Pence's commencement speech this week?
Harvard.
Notre Dame.
Ah.
More than 80 U.S. Olympians said this week that medals that they won at the last Summer Olympics are flaking or otherwise degrading. Where were those games held?
Rio.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer for the win. According to a report from Axios this week, what's the only app President Trump has on his iPhone? You hear about him tweeting all the time. That means he has Twitter, and that's it.
Wow.
That's it. So, Steve, you got the one and the five, which is only six. You need at least half of the points to win, so you would have needed eight. And if you don't meet that threshold, as you know, you have to be punished. And, since today is the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's, we've chosen one of the greatest songs on that album to punish you with. Not their version, of course. This is the version from Priceline spokesman William Shatner.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. With kaleidoscope eyes.
Okay, that's enough. You know what's amazing about that? Everything he's ever done has been exactly at that tempo. You know, the wrong emphasis here, the wrong pause there.
Oh,
everything he's done since Star Trek right up until today.
It's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir behind
it. I believe that is. That's correct. Steve, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
See ya. Here comes our second contestant. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Well, I just wanted to kind of echo what Steve had to say is remembering the troops who have given their all for us.
Yep.
A lot of folks wish veterans thank you for serving on that day. That's not really what it's about.
No.
About those folks.
That's what Veterans Day is for. This is for remembering those who died in the line.
That's exactly right. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Good point. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jay. Which category would you like? No More Roger Moore, that classic Sgt. Pepper's cover, or That's a Lot of Rogers?
What was the third one? I'm sorry?
That's a Lot of Rogers.
Well, I grew up with the Beatles, but I probably will fail it. I'll try that one.
Okay. Which one, the Rogers or the Sgt. Pepper?
The Sgt. Pepper's, thank you.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jay. Here's how this category works. I'll explain it before we start the music. I'm going to name three people. You tell me, of those three people, which one is not on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, okay?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Okay, in the comedian category, which one's not on there? Lenny Bruce, W.C. Fields, or Groucho Marx?
Lenny Bruce.
Groucho Marx.
Oh.
In the musician category, who's not on there? Bob Dylan, Chuck Berry, or Stuart Sutcliffe?
I'll say Stuart.
Chuck Berry. Which actress? Which actress is not on there? Joan Crawford, Shirley Temple, or Marlena Dietrich?
What was the first one? I'm sorry.
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. Okay.
You are correct. All right. The next category is guys named Carl. Karl Marx, Carl Jung, Carl Reiner. Which one's not on Sgt. Pepper?
Carl Reiner.
Correct. Actor category, Sean Connery, Tony Curtis, Marlon Brando.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is not on the cover of Sgt. Pepper. So, Jay, you did well. You got the 3, the 4, and the 5. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
Well, thanks.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and plug something.
I'd like to wish my lovely wife, Melinda, a happy 16th anniversary, and thank you for asking me to marry you.
All right. I hope you guys have a great anniversary weekend together. The category choices are No More Roger Moore, That's a Lot of Rogers, or Give Me More.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of great categories here.
Yeah.
Let's do the Moore.
No More Roger Moore or Gimme More?
Gimme More.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. In this category, the answer will be somebody whose last name is Moore.
Ugh.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in the movie G.I. Jane?
This is not going to end well. Pass.
Who did the voice of Rapunzel in the movie Tangled and stars on the NBC series This Is Us?
I know that, but I'm going to come back to it.
Okay. Whose movie roles included playing drunk rich guy Arthur Bach?
Dudley Moore.
Correct. Which filmmaker's first hit documentary was Roger and Me?
I know this one, too. Michael Moore.
Correct. Who won an Oscar for playing an Alzheimer's victim in the movie Still Alice?
I need some more help on that. Go back to number one.
Okay. Who played the title role in G.I. Jane?
Don't know.
Who did the voice of Rapunzel and stars on This Is Us?
Ashley.
Mandy Moore.
Ah, that's your name.
Okay, we need G.I. Jane and Still Alice.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Is not the correct answer for either one.
I mean, I went to this category hearing the last name Moore, and I said, one of these answers has to be Mary Tyler Moore.
And you were wrong on that, too. G.I. Jane was Demi Moore, and Still Alice was Julianne Moore.
Oh.
And Todd, you got the 3 and the 4. Unfortunately, that's still below the winning threshold. Mr. Shatner, will you punish him, please?
Cellophane flower. Of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl.
Stand by for
with
the echo.
The sun in her eyes.
Here it comes.
And she's gone.
Okay. All right, ladies, have a seat. Thank you. I'm sorry you had to sit through that, Todd, but I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you. We'll move on to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. You want to plug something?
No, sir. I just hope you all and Dan and Ian, et cetera, have a very nice weekend.
Thank you. And on behalf of et cetera,
thank you.
Thank you.
I just didn't want to miss somebody.
Okay.
That's fine.
Tim, et cetera, ladies and gentlemen.
Tim, et cetera.
Which category of the two left would you like,
Wait.
Scott? We have No More Roger Moore or That's a Lot of Rogers.
What? Lionel Rogers?
No, That's a Lot of Rogers.
Oh, my. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Because I have no prayer on either of these categories.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a try.
Well, you know what? In the last category, every answer was somebody with the last name Moore. In this one, every answer is somebody with the last name Rogers.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which singer made 5 TV movies based on his song, The Gambler?
Kenny Rogers.
Correct. Who co-starred with Fred Astaire in the movie Top Hat?
Ginger Rogers.
Correct. Who played Trapper John on the TV series MASH?
Oh, God dang it. Can I pass for a
yes,
minute on
you can.
That?
Which singer made over 100 films, had two TV series, and was known as the King of the Cowboys?
Really? Gene Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Dang it.
Here's your five-pointer. Which actress was Tom Cruise's first wife?
Oh, my God. Tom Cruise's first wife?
I asked you.
Let's see. What? How come I don't know that? Tom Cruise? God, I don't know. Can I try the others again?
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's not Aaron Rodgers. No. It's also not Mr. Rodgers. that's right. Ian knows it.
Mimi.
Yes. Famed for the Mimi generation.
Oh.
Actually, I've never really ever heard that name before.
Okay. And Wayne Rodgers was Trapper John on the TV version of MASH. So, it's easy once I tell you the answer.
Now it's punishment time.
Yes, it is, because you only got 3 points, Scott. Here we go.
Follower bound to a bridge by a mountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Okay. Have a seat, Bill. We may need you again in a second. I hope we don't, but we might. Let's go to our final contestant today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
Roger Moore died this week at the age of 89 years old. The category is all about him. No more Roger Moore. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of his first Bond movie with a theme song by Paul McCartney?
Live and Let Die.
Correct. Which 1960s TV show brought him fame as a character named Simon Templar?
I don't know that.
Who replaced Roger Moore as James Bond?
I don't know that either.
Okay. In which 1981 Burt Reynolds movie did Roger Moore appear as a guy named Seymour?
Let's go with Cannonball Run.
That's correct.
Hey!
What was the name of the 1997 movie about the Spice Girls that Roger Moore appeared in?
I like Ginger Spice.
It was called Spice World. Back to the 60s, the TV show that brought him fame as a character named Simon Templar.
I have no idea. I heard it earlier today, but I don't know. I'm the Saint Manic.
That's all right. It was
The Saint.
The Saint. Thank you, Dan. And Roger Moore was replaced as Bond by Timothy Dalton. Mark, you got the one and the four, and that means we are going into our holiday weekend with a quadruple punishment day.
Picture yourself.
Hey, that's pretty bad punishment right there.
Yes, it is.
With plasticine porter, with looking glass ties.
All right, have a good holiday weekend.
All right, you too. I got to be honest with you. When I was choosing the music from today, I could have chosen a version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the song, as sung by Bill Cosby, which was really funny to listen to up until about 2 years ago.
Right.
Not so much anymore.
That was on that Golden Throat CD, wasn't it?
The Shatner version was.
Yeah.
But not the Bill Cosby one.
Okay.
And for some reason, just doesn't seem funny anymore.
No.
I don't know why. That's the challenge. We do it every Friday around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on the free KTRS app and my website, harrisonline.com.